Passion, drive, and patience. The formula for winning championships is also what keeps your ride or die alive. eBay Motors has everything you need to maintain your vehicle and level it up to peak performance. Superchargers, roof racks, exhaust kits, LED headlights, and more. Whether you're into speed, power, or style, eBay Motors has you covered. With over 122 million parts for your number one ride or die, you'll always find exactly what you're looking for. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, your part is guaranteed to fit your ride every time or your money back. Because with eBay Motors, you're burning rubber, not cash. With all the parts you'll need at the prices you want, it's easy to make your car the MVP and bring home huge wins. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply.
Save big on brunch for mom, all in the Kroger app. Get 16-ounce packs of flavorful Angus 90% lean ground sirloin for $4.99 each with a digital coupon. Then buy two, get two free on 12 packs of delicious Coca-Cola, Pepsi, or 7-Up, all with your card. Shop these deals at your local Kroger today, or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Hello, friends. We're back again. It's Joel Pearl of Fifel.com, and this is Effie.
Oh, hello, Joel.
It's good to see you again.
It's great to see you, too. I'm glad we got to link up here before the show.
Yeah.
Here in Toronto.
We're in Toronto.
Toronto. I said that and they made fun of me.
Well, I mean, I grew up in Ottawa, Ontario,
okay,
Canada.
Okay, all right.
But I've been here for about 18 years. So I guess I call it Toronto because I just like to pronounce the letters in
yes.
the word. And that's
yes.
okay.
I'm trying to blend in here. And I went into one restaurant and they go, "You're American?" And I was like, "How'd you know?" Huh? Howdy.
So you've been spending a lot of time on the road recently. You and I were talking about a little bit of traveling you just did to Australia.
Yes.
And you just got back, and then you were in New York at the ballroom.
I got back Tuesday at midnight. I was home for a day and a half, and then I went to New York. And then last night I went to Minneapolis, unannounced. And tonight we're in Toronto. And then I've got one more show after this before GCW hits Los Angeles for the Collective and the rest of the WrestleMania events. I'm going to take a little time this week to lay on the floor.
So actually, that's probably going to bring me to my first question is, how do you handle a crazy schedule in the mental health world? Like, how do you handle being on the road, and what kind of keeps you grounded, or at least keeps you going and keeps you sane?
I've noticed that, like, my father was a workaholic, and he kind of still is. And it's very easy in the world of wrestling, once you kind of are over a little bit, to just keep accepting bookings and doing things. At the middle of January to the middle of February, I took a whole month off. Nobody noticed because I work enough anyway and nobody could see it. I went home. I sort of got myself in order. I passed out for a long time. I slept a lot. And then the first match I had back on the road was Jimmy Lloyd's birthday. And I re-entered after a month into a no-rope barbed wire match. There's this idea that Effie like sort of is a soft worker or a funny guy or a comedy worker. But I need people to know I will literally do anything. And that includes crazy no-rope barbed wires. When I was in Australia, I did a tag match, a triple threat, a scramble match, and a singles intergender contest. It's not easy to keep the balance on the road, but I think it's also like keeping in perspective sort of the privileges that we're afforded, the things we're getting to see, the stuff we're getting to do, and then knowing when I get home, like, I need to also be proper about my house and keep care of my dogs and do dishes and do laundry and sort of going like, when I have the time to rest, I will rest. But at this point, I'm putting the work in on both sides to make sure I'm keeping a little bit of a balance, you know?
Absolutely. When last time we saw each other, it was 2019. It was January. The Royal Rumble was in Phoenix.
Oh, my God.
I saw you at Party Hard Wrestling, which
yes.
has a soft spot in my heart.
Yes.
And then the next night, we ran into each other in the back alley of a
Mexican restaurant.
In the parking lot.
Yes.
Where you were wrestling on the show, which leads me to ask, where's the weirdest place you've ever wrestled a match?
Okay, so first I have to say, someone joked to me the other day and said, whether it's like a big GCW show or someone that just uses paint to make their posters, Effie will be on that poster. I think, you know, you look at Party Hard and you look at a lot of promotions that sort of, they follow in that same footstep of the party energy of this. But then doing those parking lot shows, it's even weirder. The weirdest place, though, I wrestled a show in a buffet restaurant in Georgia. Half of the ceiling was only 6 feet above the ring, so you couldn't work that half of the ring. And the other half was a little higher with a chandelier, so you couldn't get on the top ropes. And I said to the promoter, what are we supposed to do? And he goes, well, y'all are professional wrestlers. I'm sure you'll figure it out. And by the time I got in the ring, I was so mad that this woman called me a homophobic slur. And instead of doing something catty or witty, I just spit on her as she ate at the buffet restaurant. And I never went back to that promotion.
Needless to say, buffets maybe aren't your favorite type of foods to eat on the road.
No, and the guy said, well, I'm already giving y'all food here. How much do you really need to make, you know? You got access to the buffet. They're not going to stop you.
All right, so let's say you're actually getting paid for the work you do, which I hope, thank God,
yeah,
you do.
Yeah, we make sure of that now.
Where do you normally like to eat, or what's a must-have when you're on the road food-wise?
Well, especially traveling as much as I do with Alley Catch and traveling as Bussy, we are big proponents of coffee and a carb, and I really eat one big meal a day on show days, and then I'll eat after if we end up somewhere. But I have to have that, like, 11 a.m. to 2 p.m. massive brunch meal. Here, I had a breakfast poutine with three meats, poached eggs, and hollandaise, and a blueberry pancake with some fresh maple. That's the big meal of the day.
Hey, guys. Have you ever wondered what happened to the legendary Chuck Norris? I saw a video he made, and I was shocked. He is in his 80s, still kicking butt, working out, staying active. He looks like he's got more energy, can work out longer, even has plenty of that energy left over for his grandkids, and he did this by making one change. He said that he still feels like he's in his 50s. His wife even started doing this thing too. She's never felt better. She says she feels 10 years younger, her body looks leaner, has energy all day, and Chuck's made a 20-minute video explaining step-by-step how anyone can do this same thing to see incredible changes in their health. Staying active is important. Moving around keeps you feeling good. Making sure that you take care of your gut health, your digestion, just overall, is also very important. Right now, you can go to mymorningkick.com/Fightful. Watch Chuck's video right now. That's mymorningkick.com/Fightful. Check out what Chuck Norris has to say. What's got him feeling so good these days? He explains everything, and you won't believe how simple it is.
Ohio, ready for some quick mental health facts? Let's go. Nearly 2 million Ohioans live with a mental health condition. In the U.S., more than 50% of people will be diagnosed with a mental illness in their lifetime. Depression is a leading cause of disability worldwide. So why are some of us still stigmatizing people living with a mental health condition when we know all of this? Let's listen to the facts and beat the stigma. Ohio, challenge what you know about mental health at beatthestigma.org.
Hey, and I'm not going to have to worry about, you know, needing to eat before my match. I'm a brunch guy, obviously,
I
seek it out wherever we go. We have a pretty good nose for brunch restaurants everywhere in the world.
Where did you end up today then, if you don't mind me asking?
Well, this place Hermes right over here.
Oh, that's right.
Who they are like, I think it's, I don't want to say like Tagalog, but it's like Indonesian food.
Yeah.
Indonesian, but also Canadian favorites.
Gotcha.
And the guy who took our order, his wife is the chef. And we said, can we kiss her? And he said, that's my wife. And we said, can we kiss her? He said, no.
So we've seen many different variants of Effie over the years. You've had different mustaches, beards, hair colors, hairstyles. What was the most difficult Effie variant to upkeep?
I'm sick I got as over as I did being blonde, because it's actually really expensive to stay blonde. And if you pay attention, the night before I had the Jeff Jarrett match, I fought Sonny Kiss at Enjoy Wrestling. And I looked around the ring at the end, and they have a black canvas. And I said, most of my hair is in this ring. It had just been so burnt and so thinned out by the bleach that I was like, this isn't lasting much longer. I kept it for a while. I had a little Jedi Padawan braid, which I've wanted since I saw Star Wars Episode 1. But after that, I was like, we have to return to brunette, or all my hair is never going to grow back even a little bit.
That's fair.
Yeah.
My last question to you before we get out to GCW show here in Toronto. It's a good one. You've got the collective coming up.
Yes.
You've got Effie's Big Gay Brunch coming up.
Yes.
You have had a bit of an impact in the wrestling world in terms of expressing the art of professional wrestling.
Yeah.
When Effie hangs up the boots, what do you, not just, well, Effie the person, Effie the character, yeah, what do you want the lasting impression to be on your career?
Well, okay, so the problem right now is I looked up some people's matches the other day, and since 2017, one of the friends I came up with, he's had 62 matches, and that's how many matches I had from July to December last year. And so I think really what I've said before is I'm dangerous now. And there are a lot of people who are like worried I'm going to get into people's minds and make them think like me. And I get why that's dangerous, because it's borderline unionization once they've talked to me for 10 minutes. when I hang up the boots and I have spare time, anybody running too much carny shit or trying to pull schemes on people, they're extra screwed. I won't say fucked. I will say fucked. They are fucked because when I'm not as beat up and I'm constantly not having to call the matches and do them, I'll find a way to come out here and just make sure people are behaving. So really, the retirement is when I become the most dangerous. But I'm looking at Honky Tonk Man right now and I'm going, listen, if he can tell the kids to shake, rattle, and roll and he doesn't even have to bump, I think I could effy until I'm 70. We're trying to make it concrete so that, like, we can start working towards the Hogan phase where all I do is pose and I don't even have to hit the ropes anymore. But I think we're still a long ways out from that.
But even so, you can just show up with the jacket and with, you know, with Goodbye Yellow Brick Road and people will sing along and we'll
I'll be bald with a big white beard and my gut hanging out and I'll go, don't y'all remember when I was sexy? It'll be hot. It'll be beautiful.
It's perfect. Effie, plug away, please, especially with Big Gay Brunch coming up.
Yes. GCW presents Effie's Big Gay Brunch 6 in Los Angeles. Coming up for the collective, we will also be at a few other shows, DDT versus Pheromones and a couple other unannounced surprises. And then Big Gay Brunch 7 is happening in Liverpool, UK in May. If you want to find me, Effie Lives on everything from Twitch, Instagram, Facebook, Twitter, and also wrestlingis.gay, where you can find all the fun Wrestling Is Gay merchandise that I have up for sale.
There you go. I am at Joel Pearl. This is Effie. Ladies, gentlemen, friends beyond the binary, we'll see you in the next one. Cheers.
NordVPN.com/Fightful. How about this? 30-day money-back guarantee. 4 months free. Watch your favorite shows abroad, whether you're traveling or you're at home and you want to watch something from overseas. Access this on all of your devices, phone, laptop, desktop, PC, tablet, doesn't matter. 3 great tiers, a pass, a locker, a VPN, or all 3. Block annoying pop-up ads, block malware, block online trackers. Keep your data safe, browse anonymously, browse securely. With NordVPN.com/Fightful. Shield your data from snoops and criminals. You know I'm a snoop. I'm not a criminal, but I am a snoop. So unless you want me getting your scoops, get NordVPN.com/Fightful. Secure all of your devices. Check it out. It's a great deal. How can you afford to miss this? You're going to end up saving money with NordVPN.com/Fightful and having a better browsing experience.
For the ones who work hard to ensure their crew can always go the extra mile, and the ones who get in early so everyone can go home on time, there's Grainger, offering professional-grade supplies backed by product experts so you can quickly and easily find what you need. Plus, you can count on access to a committed team ready to go the extra mile for you. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.